Hey guys, welcome back. This is Richard Sachs. This is Lost Arts Radio Live for February 15th of 2020. Year's racing by, and I hope you're all doing well. Hope you had a good week. And seems like 5 minutes since we were here before, and things are just moving so fast. So listen, this week is a little bit different. I've been really enjoying having the guests that we could talk to with you guys, and Celeste and David Dubon and people like that. And we'll have a lot more guests in the near future. But I have had a lot of requests this week. They kind of seem to come in waves on certain topics, you know. I don't know why that is, but everybody starts thinking about the same thing. And part of the reason this week is certainly because of the whole thing going on with the coronavirus situation. And so people have been asking me about both countermeasures and the martial law things that are coming up, which we may or may not get a chance to talk about. This hour is going to go by really fast. And before we get into it, excuse me, most of you are aware, if you're listening to this show, that we're dealing with a really intensifying censorship situation right now. And I expect it to get a lot tighter. So if you're watching us on one of the major platforms that is actively involved in promoting that censorship, and as Tim Cook says, curating what you get to see, so you won't be stressed by seeing anything that they consider to be, disallowed for you to look at. Remember that we're on Brighteon.com now too. It's not, I don't think it's quite live streaming, but it will be soon, and everything is posted there, and they don't censor. That's why Mike started that platform, Brighteon.com, is because so many thousands of people were being knocked off these major platforms, and it's getting really more and more difficult to watch the speech, the words that we use and everything, because so many words are words and sites and things are forbidden that we can't mention. So in case we disappear here in the middle of the broadcast or after the broadcast or anything, and I hope it won't happen right away, because we've got a lot of posted videos that would be harder to find if that happens. But if it does, find us at Brighteon.com, and we have a channel there that the features are being added. So now you can subscribe to it and be notified when there are new videos. And that is Brighteon.com. That's Brighteon.com/channel/LostArtsRadio. And if you go there before you forget and subscribe to it, it's all free, and you'll hear whenever new videos are put up there. Especially, you know, we're having a hard time staying away from what they would call controversial subjects that they'll call wrong information and who knows what else. So people have been asking me about the coronavirus situation this week and about what to do to get ready for the measures that may occur in the U.S. And some people are saying, you know, talk to me even today and are saying that, oh, this is a big hoax. It's not even true. It's not happening. Some of our friends that are in fairly high positions in independent media are saying that, and I think they're mistaken on this. There's a number of reasons that I think that. It's because when you look at what's going on in China, and not the Chinese media, because that is using all fake numbers, which are gradually getting closer to reality, but probably still not nearly there. And they're just telling everybody that everything's fine. But then the instructions that they're giving people who are involved in enforcing the lockdowns of the cities do not indicate a hoax at all. Now, they may, in fact, be using this for other purposes, you know, to get rid of dissenters, which is always of great interest to them, and solving the Hong Kong problem, because Hong Kong was bringing up these irritating issues of freedom in the last few months, as you can remember, I think, and getting a lot of worldwide attention. But now the people trying to escape the lockdown cities in China are racing everywhere, including Hong Kong, which is right on the edge of China, the regular mainland China. And so Hong Kong is probably going to be swept away in the Chinese situation with coronavirus. And I'm going to try to talk fast, because I've got some bullet point notes here that I hope to remind myself what I wanted to share with you. And there's not going to even be time to, you know, get all of those done. But I'm going to mention as many as I can, and then we'll do more later. And if you want to go into more depth, remember, our non-censored platform is Planetary Healing Club. Planetary Healing Club. You need to know about that. And anybody that wants to go into more depth, and that's interactive, and I'm there live every week, including today and every Saturday. And it starts a half an hour after this broadcast ends. And there we speak freely. I don't have to worry about what websites I'm not allowed to mention and what names I'm not allowed to mention. And I'll start out mentioning a name I'm not allowed to mention very carefully right now, because people interested in the whole prepping idea, there's a lot of good prep sites. There are many of them. You can find them right away, probably more than you even have time to read. But somebody we've been in touch with for a long time personally is I can't even say his whole name because it's been banished off the internet, off all the major platforms. His first name is Mike. I think I can say that. And his last name is the same as if there were multiple first men in the Bible. You know, their name was Adam. And so if you get multiple ones of those, that's Adams. And you combine that with the first name of Mike, you get an idea who I'm talking about. He's very good on the prepping thing. He's been trying to explain to people the urgency of the situation before just about anybody else, I think. He's a lab scientist, and he's been giving us commentary on what's going on with what's known about the virus and all that. And some people say, oh, it's nothing. Coronavirus is the same kind of virus as they find in the situation like common cold and lower grade flus and things like that. And that's true. That's a family of viruses that doesn't have to be very damaging. And you know, if we have time, and I don't know if we will, but we'll talk about the germ theory, because the explanation of the germ theory that we're given is wrong. It's just flat out wrong. Pasteur's original conclusions were wrong. When he looked in a microscope and he saw diseased tissue, and then he saw these little tiny beings moving around, microorganisms that were clearly conscious and alive, and they were moving all around the diseased tissue. And he said, aha, the microorganisms cause a disease, and that's not true. Now, it's complex. It's not that they're always harmless either, because what happens is these microorganisms are attracted to decaying tissue, even in the early stages, and it's their job to break it down so that the earth is not buried, you know, 50 feet in undecayed residue of life forms. And sometimes the breakdown process can release very toxic, corrosive, or poisonous byproducts. And so if you were to kill the microorganisms involved in that breakdown, you'd stop the toxic byproducts and sometimes save lives. But the basic reason those microorganisms are there breaking things down is because of, as Pasteur finally realized, the condition of the tissues, which he called the terrain. So if you make the terrain healthy, the microorganisms, even if they're around, don't do anything in particular and they don't bother you. This is a really deep concept. I'm brushing over it quickly, but it's important to understand. And people might say, well, why don't you get to the prepping question? And if you just want a list of things to buy and store, you don't really need me for that. I am going to mention some of those and some ways to choose which ones you want. But that's not the main point. I want to give you a little bit deeper understanding of the situation, not just of the virus pandemic, but of prepping in general, what it really means, why it's important, how it works on different levels, individual, communities, countries, the whole situation, so that when you decide to buy some things to store, which hopefully you've already begun, but most people haven't, so we're going to talk about that. And again, if and when we get blocked, Knocked Off the Air, go to brightn.com/channel/LostArtsRadio and Blog Talk Radio, an audio platform that we've been on for a long time, also doesn't so far seem to be into the censorship, and that's blogtalkradio.com/LostArtsRadio. Any of these things that you miss, their recordings are there free, and you can go look at them if it doesn't match your schedule, if you don't have time right now to hang around for the whole hour, which, however, will go by very fast. Then you can find the recordings in the archives there, as well as on lostartsradio.com, our main website. And if you want to go there and get on our mailing list, that would be a good idea. There's no cost of it. And it's just a name and an email address. That's if we lose touch with you, we'll be able to send you information or embedded videos or things like that if you're on that list. And you can get on it a number of ways. Email info@lostartsradio.com or text 928-235-4676. And if we make it through this broadcast, download it and save it in case it gets just, you know, wiped out later on. So what's prepping? What do you think if somebody asked you, or you're on Jeopardy or something, what's prepping for 500? How would you define it? Prepping is short for preparation. So what are you preparing for? Well, emergencies in general terms, generally involving cutoff of supplies that you use all the time, notably food, water, health supplies, medical supplies, first aid supplies, clothing. Self-defense means, which I think are important, possibly energy generation, communication, technology, first aid, maybe transportation. There's so much to talk about here. We could be on for a week and not finish. For example, in transportation, I'm sorry, not as good as I'd like to be at talking at high speed, but I'm really trying because I know this time's going to be over quickly. Vehicles, if people are, you know, Joel Skousen is just finishing a 10-part series on our show on LostArtsRadio.com, which has a Sunday show of inspirational people and groups that are educational and would be good for you to know about. We've been having Joel Skousen on, who's a consultant on prepping and on strategic relocation, good places to live, making your home secure. He's written books about that. The last installment is coming up tomorrow night. That's Sunday, 6 o'clock p.m. Pacific, 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern. But don't worry if you miss the first 9 or even the one tomorrow. They're all available for free on the archives. If they disappear off the major platforms, they'll be on Brighteon. Anyway, communication equipment, first aid, transportation. Oh, I was going to say, Joel talks about an EMP attack from another country, which means a blast happening high up above the ground that has this intense surge of electromagnetic radiation that wipes out electronic devices. So when I say maybe transportation, the older the car, the less vulnerable it is to that. The new cars are just full of electronics, very vulnerable to hacking and, you know, hack into them and drive them off a cliff or something. They're very delicate that way, and they would just shut down if they're in range of an EMP blast. The older ones, you know, before all the electronics were in there, are a lot more reliable. So, you know, prepping might, for some people, might include getting an older vehicle that wouldn't be wiped out by an EMP blast. Anyway, transportation, garden seeds are talked about a lot. And if you don't have room for a garden and you don't have a backyard or someplace with sun on it, look at our archive of lostartsradio.com. with Celeste Solum, S-O-L-U-M. She's been on twice, and the time before last, she was talking about growing things in your house. And don't say it's too cold where you live, because she lives in northern Montana in the Rockies, And she's growing citrus and all kinds of stuff. So you might, you know, one of the ways that we can use this hour, because it's going to go by so fast, to your greater advantage. So I'm going to give you references like to that archive on Lost Arts Radio with Celeste Solem, and you'll get some inspiration there, and you'll find out about her, the incredible stuff that she's doing, growing all kinds of things in the Northern Rockies, mostly indoors, but some moving some plants and trees in and out with the seasons. And she's got an interesting website, shepherdsheart.life, L-I-F-E. It's one of the endings they've got now. Anyway, garden seeds could be really important. Barter items to be trading. Those are, you know, the things that people value. And even solid forms of money like silver, you can get what's called junk silver, which is not collectible. It's not a certain year that it has a big markup on it. And personally, I think that if you're collecting coins like silver for as part of a or gold for larger amounts for being able to buy things in an emergency situation, I don't think collectibles are a good idea. You know, that's just my opinion, because to have someone realize what the value of a collectible date is on a round of silver, you're going to need to find a certain person. Most people will have no idea, and they're just going to say, oh, that's silver. So you might as well buy common, you know, 1 ounce silver coins or smaller silver coins, and just, or junk silver. They have bags of silver quarters before 1964, when the silver got diluted and started disappearing in the American coins. And just get the cheap ones, but that are pure. And that's just seems like a reasonable thing to me. But as I said, the issue goes a lot deeper than just a list of the things that you have to stockpile. This is about getting from where we are, which is really dependent and fragile in the structure of our economy and society right now, back in the direction of more self-sufficiency, which makes people stronger and safer, and actually is it the primary element of real national security, is the self-sufficiency of the people who live in the country, whatever country you're living in. And the more self-sufficient they are, then they can cooperate and trade, and there's natural kind of self-respect and mutual appreciation. It's way better than if people are totally dependent on sources that could be cut off at any point, not having the things they need to survive. And, you know, when America started, a lot more people were small farmers, and they were a lot more self-sufficient, a lot of small independent shops and skilled tradespeople. Most of the people weren't working at some job they hated, like now, for some corporation that they didn't even believe in what they were doing. And that more self-sufficient society was making the society a lot more strong and resilient, resistant to hardships of all kinds. And it really encourages people to work together and respect and appreciate each other. And we can still get elements of that now, even though we're pretty far from the original self-sufficient idea. The more specialization and more division of labor, you know, that happens, it's more efficient. But that word is not 100% good. It's less stable. And it's still not too bad if your community is self-sufficient and not dependent on supplies that could be cut off by transportation breakdowns. But that's what we're looking at now. Because especially in the cities where most people live, they're totally dependent on outside supplies. So that's where the idea of the basic essentials and storable food and things like that come in, which we're going to talk about. Same thing really applies on a bigger scale, even to individual countries. And each country with its own unique culture that defines that country, not the government, the people who live there, it needs to be able to support itself if the other countries decide not to send supplies. So this idea of free trade that we've been taught is really advanced and wonderful. It's national suicide, because what happens is if you have what they call really totally free trade, That means the businesses go to wherever the cheapest labor is, hopefully slave labor, and the businesses and industry leave everywhere else. So in America, for example, when they were pushing free trade for decades, all these basic industries, steel and a lot of other things, were leaving the country. And then what happens is if there's a political conflict or something like now with the coronavirus situation, what the people that say that that's not a reality are not paying attention, because China's economy has almost totally stopped. That's a really big deal. And they wouldn't be sacrificing their economic livelihood if the virus was a fake. And yeah, they probably are using it for things, like to round up dissenters saying that they're infected and wipe out Hong Kong and things like that. But that doesn't mean the virus is fake. And there's a lot of smuggled out video from inside, from individual reporters using cell phone cameras, and it shows people just falling over. So the virus is real, and the kind of prepping that's being tested right now is what happens if the products from China get cut off, that's happening right now. It's not what if it does happen. And the global rulers, that's another long subject, that have been moving industry out of the Western countries to China, have set up all the Western countries in a precarious position where imports are survival, and if they're cut off, everything stops. But, you know, this is why the idea of protectionism of countries is actually a really obvious, wise thing for country leaders to make sure they have. Don't let items into the country cheaper than the same item could be made in the country. It's just basic common sense. Now you allow complete free market competition within the country, but not on the outside. That has to not undercut the industry basic prices that are in the country, or else you lose the industry. It's really simple. So that's one thing that President Lincoln in the U.S. had correctly, although he was using it in a corrupt way. Lincoln was not a great president, or is a really corrupt person, an extreme racist, and nothing like what we're told. But one thing he had right was that protectionism is actually not just a good thing, it's essential. And it's back to the self-sufficiency issue that we're talking about with prepping. We're going to skip a few things here so that we get down to the basics. Tariffs. So the thing about Lincoln, tariffs are necessary for a country to maintain independence. If you don't control imports, then you lose your national independence, national security, and free trade is a complete scam. It's a way of moving toward global government and tyranny. That's a long subject, and we could do a lot of shows on it. So, skip. So most countries in the world now have been made dependent by their leaders in an intentional way, leading toward global government, and it's not good for anybody. Then they can be controlled by other countries, and this has been done in intentionally brainwashing the public that it's a good thing, and it's why a lot of countries will be badly damaged by things like the situation that's happening now. And there are other factors that make the current situation worse, a big one being the integrated global banking system that's been quietly stealing the wealth of each country and pretending to help countries be stable and prosperous and safe economically, but they're doing just the opposite. And at the local level, the community banks, which employ really nice people that are not to blame, they're playing the scam of fractional reserve banking, making the people poorer, working harder to survive, the stuff that we see going on right now, or making them go onto welfare and totally dependent on the rules that go with that. It's all intentional. On top of that, we're all being dumbed down by the so-called education system, and the food, water, and the air and everything are being poisoned, and the planet's being sprayed with toxic metals that are disrupting the global climate system, and that's to prove climate change so they can use it as an excuse to take away freedoms. It's quite complex and sophisticated. The spraying is changing the weather patterns, and it's blocking sunlight, which is something you do if you want to kill the ecosystem and the biosphere. And then the radiation from 5G and Wi-Fi, which you need to get out of your house right away. If you want to know one thing about prepping, I'm going to do some things about prepping comments here besides just a list. Buy this food, buy this food, buy this food. Get the Wi-Fi out of your house. This is my suggestion. It's very bad for your health long term. If you want scientific confirmation of that, you can study a lot of sites that have it. Scientists for Wired Tech is one of them, .org, I think. Scientists, plural, for the number four, wiredtech.org. This is part of prepping. Make your home situation healthy, and Wi-Fi is not healthy. And you can just hardwire things. The connection is much faster and more reliable than Wi-Fi anyway. And kids are even faster to be damaged by Wi-Fi. 5G is going to be much worse. So whatever you can do in your communities to avoid having 5G put there, that's a good thing to do. The people in charge of all this, it's really hard to grasp, but they're on a suicide mission. And that's why that normal people can't easily understand what they're doing. Now, some good articles about that come from a person that's been banned and I can't mention. I talked about him before. His first name is Mike. And we said in the earlier part that his last name was Adams. And he has a site that starts with natural. And the second part of that URL is news, plural, .com, I guess it is. We're there all the time. And it's got a lot of great background articles and videos, not just about the world situation, but about prepping very specifically. He's got a store where he's got really high stuff, high quality stuff there. He's a lab scientist. He checks heavy metal content in all the food. He's got communication equipment. Last time I checked, anyway, he's got water filters. The water filters are essential, gravity water filters, because it's possible that you won't have electric power. And if you don't have electric power, we're really dependent on that for just about everything right now. If we lose electric power, we'll lose the internet as well. So the most self-sufficiency and connection to friends that have kind of a like-minded attitude to you, it's really helpful. The most challenging situation is if you're locked in a major city like most of us are. Even there are a lot of things you can do. If you're in an apartment building on the 20th floor or something, obviously it's not ideal. The natural situation is for us all to be on small, either small farms, or if you've got another business, you know, like a machine shop or something that you do, or selling clothing or whatever, you still have a garden. And if you don't have a garden, you're really close to somebody that does. And if you're not close to anybody that has a garden, and I'm assuming you know I mean organic, none of this garbage of chemical fertilizers, which destroy the life in the soil, you know, they don't produce conventional food. They produce poison food without the right nutritional balance in it. I'm trying to incorporate a lot of things in talking to you right now. I'm telling you, it's not just a list. It's a bigger understanding. And there are some things to change in your daily life programs right now. If we get time to get into that, we will. Anyway, the program is in place to physically destroy life on this planet, and a lot of the work that we're doing, that's a real program, okay? It's an incredibly coordinated hierarchy structure that is shaped like a pyramid, and it's got a tiny group on the top controlling everything, and they're managers and bosses down below them, and different leader levels have each one has an individual motivation, and they're given different understandings of what the plan is. And the only ones who understand that it's a total suicide mission intended to destroy not only all of us, but the top people doing this as well. It's suicide for them. And it's a very strange belief system, but It's not about money at all on the top. This is what's causing the problems, most of them on this planet right now, and it's very far advanced, emotionally hard to grasp. So Mike at Natural, and then this second part of it is news, and this is not that I can't talk, it's that we're trying to prevent AI from knocking this out, from mentioning forbidden people and sites, .com. So this extinction plan is proceeding step by step. That's the environment that we're dealing with. And in the current step of that program, both sovereign countries and individual freedoms are targeted for destruction. But I think the current crisis with the coronavirus is a mistake. It wasn't supposed to happen this soon. From the information that we've gotten, there are many lostartsradio.com posts about this. It probably originated in a cooperative project with the Canada and the U.S. working in what's called a BSL-4 lab in Winnipeg, Canada. This is all forbidden information, but a lot of people have talked about it. It's not classified. It's just you're not supposed to ever focus on this. The media has been obscuring it so far completely, so that nobody will think this was caused by your tax dollar funded government, which it was. And Francis Boyle, one of the top experts who actually wrote the Convention on Biological Weapons in the 70s, before they knew it would be involved with all the GMO biotechnology, splicing the worst pieces of the worst viruses together to be the most destructive. That's what all the BSL 4 and 3 labs are doing. And as Francis Boyle points out rightly, those should all be shut down. And the U.S. president is one of the few presidents who actually wants to help his country, but has huge areas of misconceptions and ignorance that need to be fixed. He doesn't know that these are just 100% suicidal for the planet. And probably what happened in this case is that coronavirus, enhanced, souped-up coronavirus, was being worked on in a BSL-4 lab in Winnipeg, as many people have talked about now, including Dr. Boyle. And it was taken for further enhancement to it was stolen by Chinese nationals that were actually invited, insanely, to help with the operations at the BSL lab in BSL-4 lab in Winnipeg. They stole it and they brought it back to China. And their punishment was a free ticket back to China. I guess they call that deportation. In this case, it wasn't much of a punishment because that's where the next work was anyway. And they went back to the BSL-4 lab and started enhancing it into a bioweapon, probably what was already a bioweapon, but a worse bioweapon. Those things, you know, that convention that Dr. Boyle wrote for everybody was supposed to prevent this kind of nonsense. And the U.S. is heavily involved in it, as is Canada and pretty much all the major countries now, including China, whose main BSL-4 lab, maybe the only real one, is in, where do you think it is? I'll give you a hint. This virus outbreak started in a city called Wuhan, or Mike says Wuhan, he's probably right, he speaks Chinese, in the Hubei province in China. Where do you think the BSL-4 lab happens to be? Right, Wuhan. So it's really obvious where it came from, and the media, always trying to make sure you have the most up-to-date false information, said, well, somebody ate a bat or a fish or a snake, and it just happened. It just started spreading into an out-of-control virus. That's completely laughable, and Dr. Boyle agrees with that. I mean, it's not a joke. It's real serious, but that's the media knows that's a complete lie at the top. But they're people who are repeating this on the programs don't know. They're just reading teleprompters and trying to look official and, you know, condescending and friendly and understanding. And they're actors. The people on our major news are actors. And if they're good actors, they're really well paid for it, because they control the sense of reality, the belief systems of the whole population, and keep us in the dark so that the rulers can do what they want to do, which is not friendly. But Dr. Boyle and the Indian scientists have explained from a lab in India where they analyzed the virus, a virus sample from Wuhan, that it's a lethal pneumonia plus SARS plus HIV delivery system, not the full HIV, but just the part of the HIV that gets it into your cells better, and other unknown toxic damaging ingredients plus what they call gain of function attributes. And those make it much more deadly. And they've combined it with the trait of being symptom free while it's being incubated, which is looks like a 24-day plus period, not what they used to think it was before. So that guarantees it can spread all over the place and not be caught. And China is not acting like it's a fake, because they're basically cutting off whole cities, trapping the people inside them to just whatever happens, happens. And then, you know, they don't have enough food or anything like that. And they're trying to save 11 of their primary cities and not lose the whole country. So I don't think it's a fake. Some of our good friends who are great analysts have gone on media saying they think it's just as a hoax to take away your rights, but I think it's both. It's to take away your rights, and the medical tyranny is already in place in the U.S. and has now been activated. I'm not sure what the next step is, but probably this virus was intended by the Chinese to be released in the U.S., and they tell their BSL-4 lab workers that they're going to have a vaccine for it, which is just going to spread the disease more, because the vaccines are a complete scam. And I'm sorry, I just have to say that, even if it knocks us off the air. You need to know, all of them, don't take anything like that. It's going to be probably, according to Mike and myself, it's going to be more deadly than the original problem. But I think it was let out by mistake and by sloppiness. And the opportunity is being really jumped on by the Chinese government and the deep state, because in China it helps do things that we already talked about. And in the U.S. and other countries, it justifies the suspension of rights, even in the U.S. with our Constitution that is not supposed to be suspended no matter what emergency is declared. They're unalienable rights that don't come from government. So that's just a hint of the situation and the context of what we're trying to prep for. And though even though I obviously support separate individual sovereign countries, I think we're approaching a point of life on the planet now, all life, not just human, that it's going to survive or disappear based on what we as individuals decide to do from this point for in our lives forward. And it's not going to be decided by exactly what we choose to stock up on, although that's important too. And we're going to make some comments when you're choosing which things to buy for storage. It's going to be coming down to a question of consciousness. And people would think, oh great, we don't even really know what that means. Is it some new age, you know, silly word that doesn't mean anything? And don't worry, I'll try to get to that for at least a couple minutes. That's another vast subject, of which we have a lot here. But lots of people in prepper sites have lists online, and you can see tons of those. I'm sure if you're interested in this subject, you've already looked at those. Look at Mike's articles, because that's much more than I could cover in an hour. Look at Mike's articles on things that should be included in the lists. He's got high quality nutrients. There's a couple of other sites that do too, Global Healing Center, and one really good one that's completely forbidden to mention unless you're saying how bad it is. And that's, I'm going to break it up for you so that maybe we won't get knocked off by saying it. It starts with in like short for information, and then conflicts, like wars, plural. And then a word for a shop, like a store. And then the usual .com thing. There's a big banner for it on lostartsradio.com. Sorry, I can't say it in this platform. But lots of these have lists, and those are some sources for you, because you can be told to get like iodine or something like that, which is really important. I'm going to mention the things that people are deficient in, almost everybody. That's one of them. But there are different quality levels of iodine. And we're going to talk in a minute here about items that are like natural remedies to have on hand, things like that. This is one of them. And there's a brand of it called Survival Shield X2, Survival Shield X3. It's the best ones I've found. I really recommend those. And they're on that last site that I broke up. And it's also mentioned on lostartsradio.com on the banner I told you about. Lots of companies are selling storable food, including all those sites. And one thing you won't hear is my point of view on the storable food. And by the way, sources vary in quality. My Patriot Supply is a really good one, and they have their own site, probably mypatriotsupply.something. You can look that up. It's also sold on that forbidden website that I told you about, which is one of the last ones that'll sell out. So you want to go there. And again, if you don't remember that, it starts with info, and it's on a big banner on our lostartsradio.com site. I'm sorry I have to be so evasive with this stuff. The owner of that site has a good line on their food. It's still available last time I checked on it. But in my view, because I'm a health consultant, I work with people on information that relates to health situations, difficult life situations. When I can, I do private consulting. If you think you need any of that, the money goes to our nonprofit that's trying to build a school, so it's a good cause, and you can email me if you have a question on that, richard@lostartsradio.com. But in my view, the processed dead food that makes up most of the storable food is not brilliant to rely on. It says it's going to stay fresh for 25 years. That's a warning. You know, what I'm saying is up to now, most of us never took the time to understand how the body works, and we've been taking in this false information from all the public health experts and things like that. And even the doctors and the people in those ranks, most of them are not malicious. They're giving what they memorized in school, and they think they learned it. But memorization and learning are not always the same. And they were taught, for example, to believe in toxic chemicals, unfortunately called medicines, to maintain health and prevent disease, you know, by injecting these toxic cocktails of things into babies and kids and adults. That spreads disease. It doesn't prevent it. It's been happening since Jenner more than 200 years ago in England when it started, this bizarre practice. It's not how nature works, and it doesn't work, and it's very dangerous. And I would not take any of those myself. It's up to you. It wasn't just that it didn't prevent disease. It destroyed our health. So we don't even know what our real normal state is anymore. We look around and see all these sick people in society now, which is, you know, misunderstood as normal. And since the brain is part of the body, yeah, that really is true. Your brain is part of your body. The function and clarity is undermined by lack of nutrition and by toxicity. So when you're thinking about what to prep, what to save for prep, you have to understand, and this is hard to quickly learn because we've been brainwashed to the opposite, the primary nutrient in any food, and the reason that we have to eat food, the primary nutrient is one that's not even recognized by so-called science these days. I call it life force. And it's why we eat food, and it's also, we get it from other sources too, like sunlight and grounding from the earth, and it gets enhanced through exercise, which changes all the hormone balance in your body instantly. If you've got some food that's guaranteed to stay fresh for 30 years or whatever the shelf life is, it's not a great move to rely on that. And it may keep you alive, but it's not what you call a clean burning fuel. It has a lot of undigested garbage left over when your body deals with it, and that's a foundation for future disease. So I'm saying, yeah, stock up on high quality storable food if you want, like My Patriot Supply or something like that. It's got a full menu of everything. But I know this sounds radical and weird, but I'm coming from my own 50 years of experimental research, so I know what I'm talking about with this. Don't use that stuff unless you have to. And if you can save whole foods, always organic. Okay, if you just get that from this broadcast, don't eat from now on. Don't, if you want to be more immune to things, if you want your body to be more resilient, don't eat anything that's not 100% organic. And if it's not certified and you know the grower and you know that they don't use chemical fertilizers, which really undermine nutrition and were never necessary, by the way, the inventor of them was sorry that he did it when he was about to die and it was too late. Whatever you're going to eat, even if you eat processed food, make sure it's 100% organic. A lot of doctors have cured all kinds of diseases for their patients with just that one change. And like I said, if you get nothing else from this broadcast hour and you stop eating non-organic food, you got your money's worth. I mean, especially since the show is free, right? But instead of processed food, which Matt Monarch and others have called the real foundational cause of nutritional-based diseases, and I agree with him completely, if you can get processed food out of your diet, that would be really good for you to do that. There are psychological changes that you have to work on to not have that bother you emotionally. But on just a physical basis, if you can go to things like natural whole foods that are, of course, all organic, you know, if you get a bunch of dried organic beans that you can store easily for years in a dry place, it doesn't even have to be refrigerated. Just keep the bugs and things out of them with diatomaceous earth or whatever you need to do. You can cook those, and that is like infinitely better than cooking a can of beans with the BPA lining on the inside of the can, and it's already been cooked months or years ago. It has no life left in it at all. Now, cooking itself destroys a lot of the life force, but it's still got some in it if you cook it and eat it right then. If it's in a can for a year, it's not the same deal. And a lot of the mysterious disease conditions and autoimmune problems and all kinds of things come from this total lack of understanding that you want as much life force in your food as possible. You never want it non-organic. You don't want any additives in anything. Don't eat any chemicals that are synthetic. Grains and beans can be stored and have historically been stored in big silos against famine by old communities and cities and things like that. You can do that, and they're not even very expensive. And they don't have to be super vacuum packed or stored in, you know, some kind of weird situation with dry ice or whatever, or nitrogen. You can just keep the bugs away from them, and they'll stay good if they're dry for a long time. There have been seeds of various kinds found in old Egyptian tombs that still sprouted. So I'm saying if you have to use some processed food, okay, you're used to it maybe at this point, which means you didn't start earlier, you know, to change what you're used to eating. Big part of prepping, it's not just your list of what to buy, is change your tastes, change what your body is running on. And if this current crisis doesn't wipe us out and we get some more grace period, I recommend that you really work on cleaning out, detoxifying, and rebuilding your own body, because that's probably one of the most important parts of prepping. People think it's just what cans of what have you got on the shelves. No, it's how much have you changed your physical body so it stays healthy by itself. And you can do that. It's been taught for thousands of years. You know, Jesus was teaching that. It never made it into the Bible, but a lot of people were teaching it, and now it's becoming lost. You can get it back. Grains and beans are easy to store, organic. Nuts and seeds that you can eat, like almonds and sunflower seeds and stuff. The shelled ones, if they're cold, will probably store decently for at least a couple of years. But if you want them to store for a lot longer, if they're dry and you have them in the shell, it's just you have to have a nutcracker or something to eat them, and it's not as convenient. But nuts and seeds have a lot of the same attributes as the grains and beans, except with the nuts and seeds, you can eat them raw. The nutrition is like orders of magnitude better than anything cooked. And the power structure knows that, as an interesting side note, and they've been trying to make the suppliers either radiate or what they call pasteurization. It just means cooking at like 160, 180 degrees. That destroys the life force, and they're trying to destroy the life force in everything. If you want to get nuts and seeds that are actually raw, a great resource, and again, this little tip is worth this hour for you for sure, and there's a company called Living Nuts with a Z on the end of nuts, livingnutz.com, and there's a guy who works there who I think is one of the owners, or the owner, one of the owners, and his name is Davey. And you'd say, Davey, I heard that you have good nuts, raw nuts and seeds, and I want to know for sure which ones are absolutely not heated, because the government's making a special deal right now that you can cook them at 180 degrees and then you can sell them as raw. It's a crime against humanity, and people don't understand that nutritional things can be crimes against humanity. They really can, because they end up years later causing disease situations. So livingnuts.com is a great site, great resource for nuts and seeds. You can also get seeds for sprouting, if especially like if you don't have a garden or anything, and you want a source of vitamins and minerals and life force. By the way, one, you know, a mung bean, for example, or a lentil, if they're fresh, not radiated, you got to check on this, not cooked, not pasteurized, and you can put them in water overnight and then pour the water off and then just water them once a day and keep them clean. There are screen tops that you can screw onto ball jars. You should get some of those, because that makes it easy. Along with the ball jars, like, you know, 1 quart, 2 quarts. Those are really good for sprouting, and you can put the seeds in like a quarter of the way up the jar, fill it up overnight with water, good water, not water with chlorine or fluoride. Those are poison, okay? You should never drink those. If you have water, which most people do in cities that have chlorine or fluoride in them, put them through a gravity water filter. Like the two brands that I've seen that are really good are Berkey, B-E-R-K-E-Y, and Alexa Pure, Pure spelled P-U-R. And those are available on the Forbidden site that I said. There's a banner on lostartsradio.com, or at Mike's site, or at probably Global Healing Center would have it too. Those are two good water filters. I would get those right away, or as soon as you can. That way you know that you'll have water to drink. And then make sure you have some kind of water, and I would store some of it. But if you can avoid storing it in plastic, that would be good. If you have to store it in plastic, at least if you put it through the filter, the gravity filter, then you won't have as much plastic residue in it. Plastic is basically, simple way to think about plastic is it's solidified petroleum. It gets into liquids that touch it for a while, like distilled water sold in gallon jugs that have been in there for months or years. They absorb not just BPA. That's one hormone disrupting additive that happened to get caught, but there are thousands of others besides the ones they even know about. Get the seeds like organic mung beans, organic lentils, organic alfalfa seeds that you've called up, and make sure they're not heated, and they will sprout. Those save for years. And if you had to, you could live on that and water. You really could, because there's no junk in that. And there's all kinds of nutrients that are multiplied once they sprout. That's, you know, in many ways more valuable than official storable food and far cheaper. Just make sure that you can sprout them in good water. If you can make any kind of a garden, if you've got space for that, even in containers like Celeste Solem did, and again, I'm referring you to the archive, Celeste Solem on lostartsradio.com. And remember, everything organic, and you know why. Organic, fresh and dry herbs are good. The fresh ones, like onions, if they're in a cool place, will stay for at least a while. And they've got life force in them, and they're healing herbs. Same with ginger and organic ginger, organic turmeric, organic onions, organic, there was one other one that I wanted. Oh, garlic. Garlic's a really good one, and it'll probably save in a dry place maybe for a year if you can keep it cool enough. Natural remedies like, and supplements too, but the natural remedies, iodine is one of the best, and Dr. Circus is, and Dr. Cousins have both talked about it. Dr. Bronstein, you want to have a good form of iodine, I recommend, like I did before, Survival Shield X2 or X3, nano silver, not just colloidal, but nano silver, 10 parts per million, chlorine dioxide, and another forbidden thing to talk about. It's been wiped off the internet. MMS, very useful. Lots of data on that. Vitamin D3, if you're not getting enough sun, and almost nobody is, then you're deficient in D3. Before I was getting sun all the time, I would take 5 or 10,000 units of that. I'm not telling you to do that. Can't do that, but that's what I did, and it worked great. Vitamin C and A, good sources from those sites I mentioned. A lot of those good sites have some of this stuff on sale. If you want honey, don't ever use refined sugar anyway, whether it's white, brown, or any other color. Absolutely raw honey is the only kind of honey that can really be, you know, decent for health. It has to be unheated, nothing over about 110 or 115 Fahrenheit. There's two companies I know of that are sources of that, YS Organic Honey and Really Raw Honey. I've talked to both of the suppliers in detail. But again, no refined sugar, no regular table salt. If you really want salt, get Himalayan or Bolivian rose, which it comes from a place called the Salt Works online. Raw organic coconut oil in glass, because plastic will leach into it again. There's a company called Artisan, a brand called Artisan, that has raw organic coconut oil in glass. I've talked to them. They don't heat it. Natural cleaning products, body products, not the chemicals. Poison yourself with that stuff. We said gravity water filter. I told you what kinds. Celeste says fruit trees will grow in containers. You can look into that. Listen to what she says about it. Shepherdsheart.life is her site again. Processed foods, if you have to use them, should be absolutely 100% organic. Natural sanitizers, but not toxic ones. Solar generators can be bought from Alex, and I can't mention that site, but it's on our Lost Arts Radio site and other sites. Solar generators, you don't have to stockpile diesel fuel, and they're very useful. Natural body care products, toothpaste, Super Blue is the best one I've found. Firearms, if you're competent with them for self-defense, I think are very important. Mike has a lot of good videos on that. Friends and allies in the community, Joel Skousen has talked about the importance of that. And look at the other prep lists online, because there's hours and hours of those. Much more depth of this when I'm not cut off by limited time is at planetaryhealingclub.com. Join that if you want to. There are small dues. It's worth it if you're serious about this. And those all go to our nonprofit, which is wants to build a school for demonstrating all this stuff. You can get in at planetaryhealingclub.com. You might even get in for today's meeting, which starts in half an hour after this one ends, which is about to end now. And we're going to get into the consciousness tools in Planetary Healing Club that make all this possible. Because if you just try to upgrade your lifestyle and you're attached to all the old stuff, it's not going to work long term. There are ways to change consciousness that bypass 30 years of psychoanalysis in about a day or two, or whatever time you take to do it. And we'll explain those in great detail in that club, planetaryhealingclub.com. It's a vast and deep subject, and you know, we're out of time here. I mentioned before, we don't even know what our true normal state is, but I've been working out on finding out about a lot about that for the last 54 plus years, and I have an obligation to share it with you guys, and that happens in Planetary Healing Club, so we don't get knocked off the internet. It's a more resistant to censorship as a site. And I know I've only scratched the surface personally in what really could be known, but I can tell you what I've done so far if you're open to it. And who you are is what everything is based on. Prepping is not just buying the right food. It's, all right, what have you done to upgrade your own consciousness and physical condition up to now? And since most people haven't done anything and have been doing a lot of stuff that's harmful because everybody else does it, today is a good time to reverse that. We'll talk about how on planetaryhealingclub.com, or where that goes to, that's an access portal. In the real wide awake state that our rulers are trying to keep us out of at all costs, you know, they have a lot of things that they're hiding for us. But I've looked at that. I did a 20-year study on how the power structure is working. The biggest taboo they're trying to keep from us is who we are. And I don't mean what your body is. I don't even mean your mind. I mean who you are that operates those two systems. And if you get in touch with that, you won't even recognize what you become, which is who you are. And most people don't even think about that till the end of their lifetime. You don't have to wait till your lifetime or after you die or anything like that. You can start whenever you're brave enough to start upgrading yourself, including your thought patterns and all that. So if you're interested in that, and we're over time now, join us in Planetary Healing Club, and we'll let you in as fast as possible, planetaryhealingclub.com. I don't know how long it'll stay up, but you're invited at this point, because this is a much bigger topic. Hopefully I've given you enough leads to work on. If you've taken notes, follow up those leads and really start studying them. And I'm sorry we barely had time to touch the subject, but we'll get into it as the situations progress more deeply as the time permits, and certainly in the Planetary Healing Club meetings, if you want to get in those, it'll be much deeper. And you notice we have no commercials because we don't have time for that. So that means there's no money unless you support us. And I would really appreciate that if you think we're doing anything useful. And there's various ways to do that. I have to talk real fast here because we're over time. We have donate buttons on our two sites, which I recommend studying the sites, which are free. LostArtsRadio.com, and the nonprofit that I mentioned has a site called Lost Arts, plural, researchinstitute.org. There's donate buttons on both of them. Not if you're struggling for survival, but if you have money and you want to support us, please do, because it's one of our only sources. The only other source I have for bringing money into the nonprofit is if you need private sessions with me, which are an hour on Skype. We get into things extremely deeply that are just for you. Email me about that, richard@lostartsradio.com. I'll tell you if I have time. The dues on Planetary Healing Club are small, but those help us stay on air as well. Subscribestar.com has a new page for us, subscribestar.com/LostArtsRadio, that helps us also. And remember, on Brighteon, it doesn't cost anything at all to see us there and to start using Brighteon, watch videos there, which helps them grow. And then we have free Sunday shows with educational guests, individuals and groups that are inspiring and useful, not like Celeste and Dr. Cousins and a lot of others. That's on every Sunday, all the major platforms now. And if you lose track, just check on our main website, LostArtsRadio.com. That's on 6 o'clock Pacific Sunday evening and 9 o'clock Eastern. I think that's about it. Sorry to go over. I hope you have a great week. It's an honor to get to talk to you guys. I really appreciate it. Thanks for letting me be here. And those of you who want to be in Planetary Healing Club, I'll see you in half an hour. And I hope you have a great week. If you have questions or comments, feel free to email me, richard@lostartsradio.com. And I'll see you next time. Have a good night.
Introducing Lost Arts Radio on subscribestar.com. Just go to subscribestar.com/LostArtsRadio to find our rewards program, offering 10 different giving levels starting at just $5 a month. We offer incredible value for any rewards level, from extra monthly interview videos not available publicly to subscription-based Planetary Healing Club videos once twice or three times a month, to private counseling sessions with Lost Arts Radio host Richard Sachs, to tech help with me, Doug Diamond. We even have one option where you can be the star on Lost Arts Radio as our guest on a specially produced show just for you. We conduct an interview with you and broadcast it to our growing network and listenership. Our subscribe star levels are one of a kind and offer great rewards for any budget. Please help support Lost Arts Radio. We can't do it without you. With increasing censorship on many of our channels, we really need your support today to keep doing what we're doing. As Richard says, we're not even at survival level yet. Lost Arts Radio has three weekly shows. Lost Arts Radio Live each Saturday night at 7:30 Eastern, 4:30 Pacific, which is a live stream currently on multiple platforms in case we get banned from some of the larger ones. Right now, we're on two YouTube channels, Facebook Live, Periscope, which is Twitter, Twitch, and DLive. You can access these broadcasts by going to www.lostartsradio.com/live for all the links to those channels. The Planetary Healing Club meets right after Lost Arts Radio Live at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific on Saturday nights. And our Sunday show with guests airs at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific on Sunday nights on our Blog Talk Radio channel, our YouTube channels, Facebook pages, and on Brighteon. Be sure to sign up for our free email list just in case we do get banned on big tech's platforms. It's just a matter of time, really. They don't like the stuff we talk about, and they do not want the truth out there. In fact, they have already attacked us numerous times. Join our free email list so we can let you know where we are and how to access our shows. The sign-up button is right on the top right on most pages of our website. The best starting point for all things Lost Arts Radio is our main site, lostartsradio.com, where you can find the hottest news selection videos that we curate just for you. Those are on the homepage and added to daily, as well as articles and breaking news about information you really need to know. Our show archives, the 10 most recent shows, are right on our homepage, as well as our Blog Talk Radio page at blogtalkradio.com/lostartsradio, or just click the All Things Radio Show tab right on our website. We're in the podcast directory on iTunes, and all of our shows except the banned ones are on our YouTube channels at Lost Arts Radio and at Diamond Disc. Our Brighteon page is really taking off, and we often have editor's picks videos right on their homepage. Visit brighteon.com/channel/Lost Arts Radio. On our site, you can also access our free listener form as well as sign up for the Planetary Healing Club, which is just $25 a month, where you get private access to a one-on-one interaction with host Richard Sachs and myself and the other club members who participate live. More info can be found at planetaryhealingclub.com. We're providing solutions in there to make the world a better place. Come join us. Thanks again for listening to and supporting Lost Arts Radio. We love having you as part of our family to learn, experience, and grow with.